MTG, advocates for U.S. involvement in Israel-Iran war are disgusting, not America first. By Olivia Rondo on June 16, 2025. Those who advocate for the United States to become fully involved in the Israel-Iran war are disgusting and not America first, said Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, in a fiery anti-war tirade on X on Sunday evening. As the conflict between Israel and Iran escalated, the Georgia congresswoman took to social media to denounce calls for the U.S. to join yet another foreign war. Everyone is finding out who are real America first/MAGA and who were fake and just said at BC it was popular. Unfortunately, the list of fakes are becoming quite long and expose themselves quickly, Green wrote. Anyone slobbering for the U.S. to become fully involved in the Israel/Iran war is not America first/MAGA. Wishing for murder of innocent people is disgusting, she continued. We are sick and tired of foreign wars. All of them. At least 10 people were killed in Israel by Iranian strikes Saturday night and into Sunday, bringing the country's total death toll to 14, according to an Associated Press, AP, report on numbers from the Megan David Adam Rescue Service. Iran's health ministry reported that 224 people have been killed since Israel's attack began Friday, according to the outlet. The agency said another 1,277 people were hospitalized with injuries, and that over 90% of the casualties were civilians, the AP reported. According to Green, this war will quickly engulf the Middle East, BRICS, and NATO as countries are required to take a side. Real America first/MAGA wants world peace for all people and doesn't want our military killed and forever injured physically and mentally. We love our U.S. military and love them helping to secure our borders and our cities for the defense of our people and our country, she continued. They are our friends, spouses, cousins, nieces, nephews, sisters, brothers, sons, and daughters. Green went on to lament the consequences of previous wars the U.S. has fought in the Middle East, and the current economic state of the country. We have spent trillions in the Middle East and we have dealt with the aftermath of death, blown apart bodies, never-ending suicides, and disabling PTSD. All because they told us propaganda as to why we must sacrifice our own to defend some other country's borders and some other country's borders. I don't want to see Israel bombed or Iran bombed or Gaza bombed. I don't want to see Ukraine bombed or Russia bombed. And we do not want to be involved or required to pay for any of it. We are $36 plus trillion in debt and have mountains of our own problems. We have giant planks sticking out of our own eyes while we complain about splinters in others' eyes. Every country involved and all over the world can be happy, successful, and rich if we all work together and seek peace and prosperity. The congresswoman also noted that her position is not anti-Semitic, arguing that it is rational, sane, and loving toward all people. She also clarified that her position is not isolationism, but a pathway to great economic trade that many Americans voted for in 2024. In a follow-up post, Green highlighted that fear-mongering about Iran's nuclear capabilities has gone on for decades. Last week they said Iran was days away from a nuclear bomb. Well, it's been days now and Iran's nuclear facilities are not destroyed, she remarked. So does Iran have a nuclear bomb now that it's been days? They've been telling us for decades Iran was only a few years or only a few months and only a few days. However, the truth is more countries than our public have some sort of nuclear capabilities, Green argued. It's not anti-Semitic to ask these questions. It's fair critical thinking and honest dialogue. After all, innocent people are dying and more will die if the U.S. gets fully involved, Green concluded. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.